This week on All Things Considered, we're looking at jobs, specifically what the candidates for New Hampshire governor would do about them. Today, I'm talking with the Libertarian nominee for governor, John Babiarz. Mr. Babiarz, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you.
As you see it from a Libertarian Party perspective, what is the appropriate role for the New Hampshire government to play in the economy?
To have a level playing field. And when I mean level playing field, that whether it's a sole proprietor, small business, or big business, we play under the same rules. There's no special favoritism, that we're treated equally before the government, and that the government's role is really to make sure there's no fraud involved, and so that the consumer is protected, the business partners are protected, and that the state can conduct business fair and properly.
I wanted to ask about business taxes, because that's something that's been coming up in a lot of economist studies lately, the idea to look at New Hampshire's business tax code and whether it's curbing the effectiveness of the economy. You've called for a reduction in business taxes. To what level, and what do you see then as the outcome?
Well, I like to see a lot of small business start up. If you start up a small business, basically, there's a lot of loans coming from your family, and technically under New Hampshire business enterprise tax structure, you need to, quote, declare those loans and pay tax on those loans, even if it's from a bank. So let's say you have a process-intensive business, and you need to get a loan of $1 million, $500,000, you're paying tax on that loan. You shouldn't have to do that. It's crazy.
And so then at that point, then what do you see the rate coming down?
I think we have to look at it in such that if you taking a loan that it's not your money, that the government shouldn't be taxing it until it is your money. And then you can say, okay, well, certain percentage tax or whatever. But you have to have these legitimate expenses in business. And you can't start pulling money out of a corporation if there's no money to be pulled.
If the government is interfering in the economy by its size, and that scaling it back would improve the economy, what you would have in the short term would be public sector job cuts. You'd have people who are working for the state government who would be losing those jobs. And in time, it sounds like the idea would be that private sector job growth would pick up and those people would find jobs, but it wouldn't be in a week or 2 weeks or maybe a month. It would be at some point in the future. So assuming that that would be how it plays out, that eventually the private sector picks up enough that those public sector people who were laid off are finding jobs, what do you say to them and to the state as a whole to say, we may see a short-term dip in the economy, even if there's a long-term benefit, and that's okay? Is that what you would have to say to the state?
Yes, I would have to say that to the state. We have, what is the big monkey on all our backs, every state, not just New Hampshire, is the federal government and their deficit spending. That is hurting our businesses here in New Hampshire more than, say, the effects that the state of New Hampshire government does, because the cost of money, the ability to get loans from the international market for globalization of our products has an effect. If we take a short-term hit, it is better to be a short-term quick hit than a long-term steady decline in recession-type atmosphere because of our policies of not rewarding growth, not rewarding the people who produce things, who want to manufacture things. We have to make it easy because the rest of the world wants to eat our lunch, and they can. We have to be smarter how we do things. Sure, handmade assembly is not going to be New Hampshire model. It's too expensive. But we have talented engineers where we could build automated plants that are clean, fast, efficient, and high paying. One manufacturing job typically supports 3 to 5 additional jobs through support jobs through transportation, through entertainment industry, because the people feel more comfortable working. They have a lot of spent disposable income. So your hairdressers' businesses increase, the restaurants increase, tourism increase. We have to foster this environment. And I think the key is manufacturing. And unfortunately, there's not enough manufacturing in the area. And I'd like to see more.
All right, last question. And this is one we're asking of every candidate. As you propose and campaign on these ideas, what would you tell Granite Staters to look for in 2 years to see whether or not they're better off economically than they are here in 2012?
Well, I would tend to say that business is an environment where you see the strip malls with vacant signs now full. I would say that you want to start a business, you don't have to worry about somebody coming over your back and telling you, you can't do it this way, you can't do it that way, that you're free to innovate, to be an entrepreneur, and that the state will help you by showing you the forms, by helping you through the process, instead of trying to punish you or tell you you can't do anything worthy.
John Babiarz, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's John Babiarz, Libertarian candidate for New Hampshire governor. You can find more of our conversation on the economy at nhpr.org. We'll conclude this week's series on jobs tomorrow with Democratic candidate for governor, Maggie Hassan.